Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 20th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we are up to parak Chav, Mishnah Hei. So, Beis Hashem, we will finish the 20th parak and begin the 21st parak of Masechet Shabbos. So, straw normally is muktzah, because straw is something that you would use as firewood. However, there are cases where you're allowed to be metaltel straw on Shabbos. Hakash al gabei amita, if you have straw on a bed and you want to make the bed nice and comfy, lo yinanu biyado, you're not allowed to move the straw around with your hand. That's muktzah. Av menanu begu, but you can lie down on the bed and adjust your body in such a way where you're moving the straw around. If a straw was set aside as animal food, or there was a pillow or a sheet on the straw when Shabbos started, so it was clearly designated to be used as a mattress or a cushion, so then you're even allowed to move it with your hand, because then it's not going to be muktzah. So if the straw is actually muktzah, because we're assuming that it's fuel for a fire, then you're only allowed to move it by tiltul begufo, by moving your body around. But if it was already designated before Shabbos for a permissible use, then you're allowed to be menaneya biyado. So machbeish shel balibat matirin. Another halacha: you can open an ancient iron, like a press that they would press clothing with, by removing the pegs and picking up the board, the higher board, if you need the clothing for Shabbos. Avalo kovshin, but you're not allowed to actually press the clothing on Shabbos, because they're not going to be ready until after Shabbos, and therefore it's a violation of Hachana. Vishal kovsin lo yigabo, and if it's a press that's used by the dry cleaners, where it does a really good job, then you're not allowed to touch it, even to open it, because that's considered to be a malacha of soser. It's considered to be a much more sturdy thing, so by pulling it apart, by removing the pegs, you're violating soser. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hayumutar me'er of Shabbos, matir's kula v'shamta. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, even if it's shalkovsin, even if it's the dry cleaner's press, but it was a little bit open before Shabbos, that it's a little loose before Shabbos, then you're allowed to fully open it and take out the pegs and take out the clothing, because it was already somewhat open, so it's not considered to be similar to the malacha of soser, similar to the malacha of destroying or demolishing something. Now we move on to the 21st parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we're going to talk about exceptions to the Isur Muktzah. Note that Adam es Penova Evan Biado, a person can carry his child, even though the child is carrying a rock in his hand, because even though he's carrying a rock, which is Muktzah, you're allowed to pick up the kid, because the kid is considered a Chola, and the father's not holding the rock directly, so he doesn't have to shake the rock out of the kid's hand. You could just pick up the child, and you don't have to worry about that. V'kalkalava Evan Betocha, you're allowed to move a basket that has a rock inside of it, if the rock is there filling a hole in the basket, and therefore becomes batel to the basket. It just becomes a part of the basket. It's not viewed as an independent item of muktzah. Now, truma tameya is muktzah, because no one's allowed to eat it. Even a kohen is only allowed to eat truma tahora. Nobody who's not a kohen, anyone who's not a kohen, is not allowed to eat truma at all. But even a kohen is allowed to eat truma, is not allowed to eat truma tameya, only truma tahora. So if you have truma tameya, it's totally muktzah. You're supposed to burn it. And you can't burn it on Shabbos, obviously. You're allowed to move Truma Tameya together with Truma Tahora and together with Chulin, which could be eaten by anybody, because the Truma Tameya is considered to be batel to the other food, and that's why you're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af malinus hamaduma be'echrumeya, that you're also allowed to remove the truma portion of the mixture in which one part of truma got mixed together with 100 parts of chulin. So even though removing truma from tevel is normally aser, meaning being mafresh truma on Shabbos is normally something that's considered to be aser, taking out the truma from the meduma is going to be permissible. You're going to be allowed to do that, because you don't really need to take out the truma from the mixture, even if you just have in mind to designate some of it as the truma, then that would be enough, and therefore it's not considered to be a violation of Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, the last Mishnah in the 20th parak of Masechet Shabbos told us that if you have straw on a bed, you're not allowed to touch it with your hand, but you're allowed to move it with your body. But if you designated it for some non-muktzah use from before Shabbos, then you're even allowed to shake it with your hand. And then we learned about a press that presses clothing. So if it's shel bali batim, we're a little more mekil, and we allow you to undo it. You're just not allowed to press things in the first place on Shabbos. But if it's a press that's shel kovsin that the dry cleaner uses, you're not allowed to undo it. But you're not even allowed to be metaltal at all. But Rabbi Yehuda is a little more mekel, and he says you are allowed to undo it if it's already partially loosened. And then Mishnah Aleph of Perichav Aleph taught us that a person can pick up his child when he's holding a rock, and he's allowed to pick up a basket when there's a rock in the basket filling a hole of the basket, and you're allowed to be metaltal Truma Tameya together with Truma Tahora and Chulin because it is batel to the Truma Tahora and Chulin. And then the very last halacha taught us about Meduma. Again, Meduma is when you have Truma and Chulin mixed together. So you have to, Meduma is mutter if you have a 100-to-1 ratio of Chulin to the Truma. So what you have to do is just take whatever portion of it is Truma out of the mixture, and then you'd be allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mala the Truma from the Meduma, because really it's batal anyway, so it's not really Truma, and it's something that you could designate mentally anyway, and that's why it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parachav Aleph, Mishnah Beis.